Dictation for Lauri, L-A-U-R-I-E. Monahan Hughes, M-O-N-A-H-A-N-H-U-G-H-E-S. November 3, 87, addresses a letter to Mary, M-A-R-Y, Stanner, S-T-U-N-E-R. Dear Mary, this is a follow-up for Lauri. Recently presented to urgent care, an emergency room. August 2nd, August 4th, and August 7th. Fever, headaches, ear pain, sore throat, multiple tests, negative workup for streptococcus, negative for mononucleosis infections, abnormalities on liver function tests, liver ultrasounds and fatty liver, but no other abnormalities, kidney transplant without inflammatory fluid collection, University of Michigan Transplant Center requested decrease myFortic NYFORTIC from 720 to 360 twice a day, same prednisone and tacrolimus. Did have very low magnesium, requiring 4 grams intravenous infusion. The symptoms of fever, headaches, ear pain, and sore throat has resolved. She's able to eat, swallow without any vomiting or odynophagia. Does have chronic diarrhea from restarting oral magnesium without any bleeding. Good transplant urine output without any tenderness, cloudiness, or blood. No chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. Testing came back positive for cytomegalovirus by PCR. Other review system is negative. Other medications include lisinopril, which was decreased from 20 down to 10. Remains on bicarbonate replacement, presently up to twice a day. For secondary tertiary hyperparathyroidism, remains on Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R. Otherwise, some vitamins. Next paragraph, today blood pressure. Was normal, no skin rash, no respiratory distress, no gross palpable lymph nodes, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal distension, no edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, review records from urgent care and 2 emergency room visits, review imaging, the CT scan of the neck, soft tissue without contrast, question enlargement of the right, palatine tonsils without any fluid collection, kidney transplant ultrasound, 12 centimeters, peak velocity elevated at 197 centimeters per second, no post-void bladder was done, mild degree of hydronephrosis, ultrasound of the liver, fatty infiltration, no obstruction, no other abnormalities, recent chest rate without pneumonia, chemistries were repeated today. Baseline creatinine is between 1.2 and 1.5. Today is 1.2. A normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, probably from diarrhea, 21. Normal glucose at 96. Normal calcium. Elevation of AST, ALT is slowly improving. Elevated alkaline phosphatase, normal bilirubin, normal protein albumin. hepatitis A, B, and C, no evidence of active infection. She has prior vaccine for hepatitis B. Cognition low at 1. Anemia 11.2, presently normal white blood cell platelet, normal neutrophil lymphocytes. Recent high sedimentation rate as well as C-reactive protein. Cytomegalovirus by PCR is positive at 2.54 tenth logarithm. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Status post second renal transplant. History of membranous nephropathy. First transplant lasted for around 11 years. Next number, cytomegalovirus infection. She was a negative recipient for a positive donor. Prior prophylaxis. Clinically, she looks improved. Dose of Myfortic was decreased appropriately. I'm going to add another cytomegalovirus PCR, if possible, to today's blood test, if not in a weekly basis, to document virus 2 resolved. If levels persist high or worse, she will require treatment with antiviral medication orally. Valganciclovir, VS Invictor AL, Ganciclovir, GANCICLOVIR. Potentially stopping Myfortic altogether. The acute liver abnormalities likely represents cytomegalovirus infection. There is, however, chemistry is improving and no evidence of liver failure, no other organ abnormalities. Presently, no major abnormalities on lymphocytes. Nothing to suggest central nervous system or respiratory symptoms. Kidney transplant numbers are improving. Nothing to suggest rejection. The most recent acrolimus came back at 8.2, which is still therapeutic. The diarrhea has been a chronic off and on problem exacerbated by recent magnesium, low magnesium in relation to diarrhea. She will remain on a supplementation for the time being. We will follow with you and University of Michigan end of dictation.